Sunday, 13th September, a roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. The BBC reports that President Robert Mugabe, sprightly and smiling, welcomed the European Union delegation with open arms and great expectations to State House yesterday. President Mugabe made it clear his priority was the lifting of targeted EU sanctions against him and more than 200 of his political allies and related businesses. But the EU does not buy that argument and is not even putting the sanctions issue on the negotiating table at this stage. The Zimbabwe Journalist website reports that thousands of MDC supporters are expected on Sunday to converge at the White City Stadium in Bulawayo to celebrate the party's 10th anniversary. Morgan Tsvangirai, who will be accompanied by the entire MDC's national leadership, will give a keynote address at the rally. Addressing journalists in Harare on Friday, World Bank senior agricultural economist David Rohrbach announced a $7 million US dollar grant to assist 300,000 needy communal farmers in Zimbabwe for this year's agricultural season under the country's Emergency Agricultural Inputs Project. According to an article in the Zimbabwean newspaper, Zimbabwe has reneged on a promise to meet quarterly payments aimed at clearing its arrears to the International Monetary Fund. Harare's new coalition government pledged in April to pay $100,000 every 3 months starting in July in order to clear its debt with the Bretton Woods Institution, which then stood at about $133 million. IPS News says that the Professional Women, Executives, and Business Women's Forum organized a unique investment conference last week in Harare, where businesswomen from South Africa and Zimbabwe got the opportunity to not only network, but forge what may be a unique African association among businesswomen across national borders. At the conference, Vice President Joyce Mujuru said, "Government must lead in breaking down the stereotypes of women as tuck shop owners, candle makers, peasant farmers, teachers and nurses, and create the reality in which they become hoteliers, large-scale commercial farmers, miners, and proprietors of retail chains." The ANC Secretary General, Gwede Mantashe, has said politicians and officials must reject the assumption that getting elected to a position of influence is a license for personal wealth accumulation. AFP reports that the Space Shuttle Discovery and its seven astronauts took a cross-country detour and landed safely in California on Friday after stormy weather prevented them from returning home to Florida for the second day in a row. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, ignoring the overwhelming Democratic voter opposition to the Afghanistan war threatens to cost U.S. President Barack Obama the support of young people and anti-war voters who helped make him president. A report in the New York Times says that Venezuela has reached an agreement to buy short-range missiles from Russia as part of a deepening security relationship with that country. According to AFP, Serena Williams was booted out of the U.S. Open tennis tournament after hurling threatening abuse at a lineswoman. The incident marred the end of her semi-final loss to Kim Clijsters after the official had fault-footed her to set up a match point to the Belgian.